Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall forever be upon my lips. I want to thank you for tuning in to the Principles of Prosperity, because we're breaking the stronghold of poverty. My name is Ann Strickland, and I want to welcome you tonight to this message, to hear this message, to bring us from the pit to the palace in the name of Jesus. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just yield myself to you, precious Holy Spirit, all of you and none of me. And I just thank you and I praise you for where you're taking us and how you're teaching all of us your word and your will, because it says, your kingdom come, your will be done here on earth in our lives as it is in heaven. So I just thank you and praise you now for what you're doing and how we're coming in agreement with your will and word for us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, amen. Tonight, the subject is war. War, war, war on financial poverty. We are waging a war against poverty, money that we don't have or people don't have. This is a message that I gave many years ago, and it's very appropriate now, because there are people who's out of work, there are people who need, there are children who need, there are people who need, seniors need money, who need help, and we as believers aren't in a position yet, you notice I'm saying yet, to help them the way God desires for us to help them. He said, the word said, you will always have the poor upon you, but you would not be poor. So right now, I just thank you, Father, for renewing our minds and reassuring us. You have given us the power to get the wealth, to establish your covenant upon this earth. And that covenant is to bless us to be a blessing. So, in the name of Jesus, I am declaring war on poverty. As a born-again believer, which means that you have confessed and received Jesus Christ into your life, you are born again. It makes you a child of God, a joint heir with Jesus. So if you're an heir, then all the blessings and benefits of God are yours. 2 Corinthians 8:9 says, though Jesus was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that through his poverty you might become rich. John 10:10, Jesus came that you might have life and have that more abundantly. The thief comes but to steal, kill, and destroy. Satan is the thief. You are no longer a child of Satan. You're a child of Almighty God. You're a joint heir with Jesus. And don't forget it. So come into agreement with the word of God. Rebuke the lie. Rebuke the spirit of poverty, lack, and insufficiency, and stop being comfortable with it. The lie that some people have been taught and believe that poverty is humility, poverty is a curse. Deuteronomy 28:17 says, you will be cursed with baskets empty of fruit, with kneading bowls empty of bread. So as a believer of Jesus and obedient to the word of God, that scripture does not apply to you because you have been redeemed from the curse. Jesus said you shall be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. Everything you put your hands to do, you shall succeed and you shall prosper. Isaiah 48:17 says, thus says the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, of the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. 35:27 says, let them shout for joy and be glad, that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, continually, let the Lord be magnified, which take pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Job 36:11. If you obey and serve me, you shall spend your days in prosperity and your years pleasure. And that's the scripture that came to me a few weeks ago. Because where God has taken me and others into a business, that's the scripture. The scripture fits that business. If you obey and serve me, you shall spend your days in prosperity and your years in pleasure. Now, this was years ago that I wrote this message and gave this message. 3 John 2 says, beloved, I pray above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Isaiah 1:19. If you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. So how in the world can you take a couple of scriptures out of context and teach people the lie that poverty is humility? So I pray that Romans 12, and be not conformed to this world, and be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Right now, be renewed in your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable, perfect will of God is. So the fact is that this time you might be in poverty or lack. You might be. The truth is that you're supposed to be rich. Because Psalm 112:3 says, wealth and riches shall be in your house. Shall be in your house. You know, it's the truth that you know that's going to set you free. As you know the truth and meditate on the truth day and night, and speak it out, put it into the walk around your house and say, wealth and riches are in this house. Wealth and riches are in this house, and watch how things start turning around for you. You start getting ideas, or you get promotions, or you're going to business, and things are going to turn, but you shall have what you say. If you keep saying, well, we're broke, and I don't have enough money to last, and every week when I go to work, I'm broke. Like I said when I first heard the message on tithe, and I said, I can't afford the tithe, because every week when I go to work on Friday, I'm broke and I was broke. But then, later, God turned that around too. Mark 11:22 says, have faith in God. Speak to that mountain of lack and pray the desire and needs to be met in your life that will allow you to live the abundant life. Because that's why Jesus came, that you might have life in that more abundantly. Mark 11:23 says, whatever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Don't be afraid of riches. Stop being afraid of riches, which is another lie, to prefer lack rather than riches. They think that wealth causes problems. Poverty causes problems as well. It brings thieves, murderers, hunger, homelessness, and many other things. Why do children sell drugs? Why are people selling drugs? They want a more prosperous life. And the only way to get them is that way. And they end up in prison. Because they haven't been taught or learned how, or taught or spoken it in, and learned to go to work or go into business. business, and start things happening and have a desire. Because that's, I give you desire in your heart. So as you, and we're going to change this, because all kids have been taught from birth, just about most of them, you grow up, you go to school, and you get a job. We're going to say, go to school and you go into business. Go into business. Have your own business. Business. And that's what they do. They go to school, get a job, work all those years. Well, that used to be the case. It's turned around now because most people aren't working. These companies are closing down and they're not keeping you long enough for you to even have a pension. And if you had a pension, if you get a pension, if it's not a certain amount of money, if you haven't been making one of the top wages, because you were, when you retire, that's cut way back, that pension money. So you won't, can't afford to live the lifestyle that you lived while you worked. So start thinking of business. So start picturing yourself living a life where all your desires and needs are met. Home was filled with good things, clothes, food, furniture. I was reading the scripture this morning where it said you have you with treasures in your home, in Proverbs. Having the best car and the best of everything, because that's what God wants us to have the best. Being able to give to others instead of having people give to you. Know that you're the head and not the tail. You are a winner and more than a conqueror. Start to understand that you are supposed to be rich. Supposed to be rich. Psalm 1:1-3 says, blessed, which means empowered to prosper, is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree that's planted by the river of water, that brings forth its fruit at its season. His leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth, he shall prosper. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Whatsoever. Now, you might be doing a lot of things right, and there's a reason, there's another thing that I'm going to cover, another subject that I'm going to cover now that might have been holding your prosperity back. And the word is tithing. Because the scripture says, if you obey, that's a key word. Well, I'm not drinking or smoking or committing adultery or doing all these different things that you do. But are we tithing? Now, let me read to you Malachi 3, because that might be the key that's preventing your wealth. It says, bring all the tithe, start in verse 10, into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast your fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts. That's Malachi 3, verses 10 and 11. So this is God himself speaking, and he's saying, prove me, And this is the only time in the Word where God instructs us to prove him. He's making a bet. And it is the one area where most people have withdrawn from proving God. Tithing was instituted under the Old Covenant as a way for God to communicate his blessings to his people. The word tithe means tenth or 10%. Proverbs 3:9 says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of thine increase. Tithes are to be given from the first fruits, from the top, the gross, not the net. A person who does not tithe is robbing God and is operating under a curse. Malachi 3:8-9 says, you're cursed with a curse, you're robbers and thieves. So the first fruits of our income is God. It is not ours to use to pay bills. And I want to give you my testimony again. When I first heard the message on tithing, I said, I can't afford to tithe. I can't afford it. And I said, and there was nobody, it was through my car radio that I heard this message from a Lutheran pastor teaching on tithing, even though I was born and raised Lutheran. But I didn't hear the tithing message back then. I was much younger, so I wasn't paying that. I wasn't working or anything then. I was a kid. However, when I heard that message, I said, I can't afford the tithe because when I go to work on Fridays, I'm broke, which I was. Every Friday after that, after I heard that message, when my supervisor gave me, put my check on my desk, that message came back to me every Friday. It was the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, and I didn't really know the Holy Spirit at that time either. And finally, one week, I decided I have to do this. The week that I decided I was going to start tithing, I knew no one. It wasn't being taught in the church I was going to, not to just see a list up there, but that didn't mean anything. When I decided I was going to start tithing that week, which would have been $26, my son Eric said, Mom, he came home, he said, Mom, I need a pair of hiking boots because he was in the Boy Scouts. I said, how much do they cost? He said, I don't know. So we went out to the mall, Springfield Mall. And he saw a pair, he didn't like them. He went to another store, and it was in the same price range as my size was, the $26 in that price range. He didn't like them. Then we went to another store. He didn't like that pair. The same price range. As we walked around in the mall, going to another store, there was Tom McCann back then had a rack out in the walkway. And he spotted this pair on the rack. He said, there's the pair. We didn't even get to the rack. He spotted from a distance. He said, there's the pair, Mom, I like them. It was his size. They were either $4.95 or $5.95. And I knew from that day to this day, tithing works. They weren't teaching it in the church that I went to at that time. You put your cash in the plate, telling you God's blessed us and blessed us and blessed us. And when we ended up, this is a long testimony, but you need to hear parts of it. We moved. We moved from the Delaware County to Philadelphia. Our mortgage went up really high. We had the car insurance went up high. It started taking city waste tax out of my salary. We had two tuitions to pay. Eric was at St. Joseph's Prep, and Lisa was getting ready to go to the Philadelphia College of Textiles. My husband said, Ann, he said, I think we're going to have to cut back on the tithe because we have all these expenses. I said, okay, but I think it'd be like cutting your throat. He said, all right, but we'll see. He said, we're going to borrow the first semester's tuition. I said, okay, so I borrowed the first semester's tuition, and he thought, if he said we're going to go back in after that, we have to go back and borrow the second semester's tuition to Lisa and Eric. I said, okay. He borrowed the first semester's tuition that December. He drove up in front of the house from church. He said, Ann, the money's in the bank. I said, what money? He said, the tuition money. He said, where'd it come from? I said, I don't know. I asked him, I said, where'd it come from? He said, I don't know. He never had to borrow another cent. He moved into this house in 81. It was paid off in 88, retired in 88. He retired in 86. So I'm telling you this because you need to know. And it goes on. And here I am now, 84 years old, and in good health. God protects you. Tithing is a protection money. I'm still able to drive and do things and sit here and talk to you. It is very important. So this is one of the ways to come out of poverty. Start doing the word and the will of God. It's between you and God. You're not out there in the clubs and doing all these other things, but you're robbing God. Because God is saying, prove me. He all God wants to do is bless you. You're his representative here on earth. And he wants you to look good. He wants you to have the best. He wants you to have a good time. He wants you to enjoy life. That's why it says in Job 36:11, if you obey and serve me, you shall spend your days in prosperity and your years in pleasure. Then thank you, Lord. Glory to God. So start thinking and knowing that you can move out of this. He's opening a door. He's opening doors for you. There's a way for you to come out of this. And one of the ways, he just introduced me, so Father, I just thank you, and I'm going to share with the people right now one of the ways that you put into my spirit and put me into at this age and everything, a business that will add on, and it's for you too. Anyone can go into this. It turns the fun of travel into a fortune. This is an awesome thing. So God is making it easy for us. Easy. So you can enjoy life and live a good life and earn a great living at the same time. He says, turn the fun of travel into a fortune. There's a new movement. You have freedom, time freedom. But residual income, be your own boss. It's a home-based business. You can change, turn your travel into a profit. So you can reshape your financial landscape and your lifestyle. Right now, it is the hottest internet-based, home-based business available, and that's being proven daily. So ask me how. You can go to my website, annstrickland.paycation.com. Go through the link, look at the opportunity, look at the travel. You can start. You can have your own portal, free portal right now. Every link, and listen to the message. Listen to the short messages under the opportunity, because there are some people who never even had a vacation. Their children never been out of the city. There's a world out here. God wants you to enjoy the world. At the same time, he wants you to be debt-free. This is tax-deductible. You'll have a home-based business. So when you, for the people who do go away and travel, where you travel to a vacation, See, this business pays. Vacation travel pays. So do you know anyone, or have you traveled at least occasionally? Do you travel at least occasionally? So where was the last most memorable place you traveled? You know, people go to Disney World, to the seashores. You can go to the seashores, Disney World, Paris, Dubai, all these places. There's so much in the world to see. Israel, and there are people who want to go to these places and you can't get there. But this will help you get there at a reasonable price, and you make money while you do it. So go to my website, annstrickland.paycation, PAYCATION.com, or you can call me, 215-806-4879, 215-806-4879. Now, all of this, and you know I've been teaching on financial prosperity for many, many years, and there are testimonies to prove where God has called me. And this, he has reassured me through this business that I'm a part of now. And it works. And you can move into the palace. But you know, I have the Healing School of Financial Prosperity. Every Saturday morning, 3751 Allen Avenue. I've been doing this since 2013. But I've been teaching and speaking on financial prosperity many years before this, before doing this class. So I know where God is taking us. I know vacation travel is one of the avenues for our wealth. And it's only $149 or $159 to become an agent and $69 a month. And some people have never even had to pay that because it's multi-level marketing. It's multi-level marketing, which gives you an opportunity to move up and have people and help people to get blessed. So give me a call, 215-806-4879, or go to my website, Ann Strickland, A-N-N, Strickland, S-T-R-I-C-K-L-A-N-D, .paycation, P-A-Y-C-A-T-I-O-N, and go right through it. And you can create your own free portal or website right now and book your own trips, and much cheaper than you would going through others. And this is powered by Priceline, and we're under extreme travel. So I want to thank you for listening, and I will see you at the top in the name of Jesus. God bless you. So if you haven't received Jesus as Lord in your life, invite him to come into your life and watch things change for you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I love you. You're blessed and highly favored.